Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. A lot to react to following that one. I mean, they've played games like that a lot and just found ways a lot. And then you look at that bottom of the 10th inning and it felt a little bit like 2023, runner third, nobody out. Yeah. And there's a ball that gets away from the catcher, but you can't score on. I thought Wade made the right call. Mm-hmm. There's the ground ball to second with the infield in. I thought Wade made the right call. And then the biggest sequence in the inning, and we'll get into this all night long, and there's so much more to react to, like freaking foot gate and everything else that played out here tonight with Altuve and Josh Hader and so much. But the biggest sequence in the inning is Fernando Tatis Jr. And that's okay. He's had some moments where he's come through here recently, and this is a big spot, and he strikes out. Machado did everything he could possibly do. The defensive replacement for freaking Altuve makes that incredible play at second base, and the Astros hold on. So this series is even at a game apiece. The magic number, we guess, remains at six, even though the Braves lost. We'll get into that tonight as well. But as you make your way in, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. Smash the like button for us. You can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. We'll get to all super chats that are not political, but thank you, Talon, for the super. We're not going to pull that up here.
Calgarithm. We'll
every, what's that?
Calgarithm.
Yeah, Talon, save that for Cal Twitter.
If Cal Twitter's the other way. They're
I know.
But
we're going to get to every single super chat that has to do with baseball or Padres baseball tonight. So click the dollar sign below the chat box. And if you want to support with a membership, you can click the join button down below. What a game, Jim. I mean, really a phenomenal game that the Padres unfortunately lost 4-3 here tonight. Still well positioned considering everything going on in the National League here tonight. But opportunity that was squandered there potentially for San Diego.
This game felt like a warm-up for the stress that everyone will be feeling during the postseason, because those are the types of moments that you're potentially going to have in the postseason, right? Runner on third, you need to drive him in to tie the game, or it's late in the game, extra innings, right? Like, it felt like a playoff game. And I'd be cool if that was a World Series preview, like this series. Like, I'd be cool if this was a Astros Padres World Series. Like, I mean, everything from, you know, the situation where the home plate umpire, by the way, Brennan Miller, I think his name is.
He was so bad.
God awful. Both ways.
Worst of the year, maybe? I mean, that's
there's
saying something.
Some bad umpires. No.
Lance Berkman?
Not Berkman. Lance Diaz, or I think that's his name.
Yeah. He's
whoever dead. It is. I don't know. Some loser. Anyway,
this Laz umpire, Diaz, man.
Laz Diaz, yeah. Laz Diaz is right at the top, but this guy was
awful.
Awful. Both ways. Just like the Altuve thing was hilarious to watch, but he missed it. It hit off his foot.
And by the way, they completely missed that. I mean, completely. It was completely. So obvious. Yeah.
And then Profar didn't get hit, yet somehow
he didn't want to take his base because he's like, dude, I'm Mr. Clutch. You know?
Yeah, he's like, fuck you. So that was funny. And then the whole sock gate and then the whole hater situation coming
in. What about Machado? Everybody. What about Machado on a 3-0? He took a 3-0 ball. He took a 3-1 ball, and then he hit a 2-run home run. If not for the terrible umpiring, he probably isn't even a homer there.
Right. And then throughout the entire game, just horrible call after horrible call from the home plate umpire, you know, played into the craziness of this game being absolutely drunk and intoxicated to the nth degree. The only thing it missed was like that walk off moment from the Padres. Dude, that is oh my God.
Hold on.
You just completely threw me off with that. Anyway, the only thing that game was missing was like that big moment that they usually come through with this year, and that was a big game tonight because of the results that have happened earlier today. Dodgers lose to the Marlins. You could have been only 2.5 back. The Diamondbacks lose to the Rockies. You could have been 3.5 up on them, and then the Braves lost. Doesn't really matter. But at the same time, you lost an opportunity.
No,
to
it
gain.
Matters in a huge way. The Braves, a game that's there. The biggest result.
Well, I mean, yes,
the biggest result. Well, because if they won, then your magic number would still be 7. At least the magic number went down because of Atlanta.
Well, here's the thing. I'm talking about even in the Padres losing tonight, you still gained a game in your magic win number.
But that's only because of Atlanta.
I know. And whatever. That's, who cares? I know I get what you're saying. I misspoke. Yes, it matters, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm not even thinking really about Atlanta. Atlanta to me is only whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I'm looking at the division and needs to gain a game on the division, 2.5 back.
They're fine. Everyone relax. Here's what I would say. They didn't waste an opportunity. It's not like they were like, it's not like they should have won this game. They could have won this game.
That's what I mean. They could have won.
And because this game. Atlanta lost, because LA lost, because Arizona lost, everything is okay. But I think the most significant loss of the group is Atlanta, because if Atlanta would have won, your magic number would still be 7. But because they lost, it's 6. They're in fine position. We all agree to get into the postseason. The division becomes harder tonight because of losing this game, but let's get to some of these super chats. There's a lot to react to. there is no three-way tie. The magic number, honestly, is 5. Let's be honest. The
three-way tie is fucking stupid.
It's so stupid. There's no three-way tie between the Padres, Mets, and Braves, where Arizona's the 4, and then 5, 6, and 7 is San Diego, New York, and Atlanta. It's the dumbest thing ever. So it's technically 6, but it's truly 5. Trust me. Ben Varela, thank you. He says, where the hell is Brian Hoeing and why isn't he being used? He hasn't pitched since last Wednesday. Is there an injury we aren't being told about? No, I think they like to go to these leverage guys. I think look how they set this up. It was Adam Suarez after King went 7 innings. Where would you use Hoeing in a game like this? I mean, Michael King goes 7 innings. That takes away Brian Hoeing.
Hoeing is your 5th, 6th inning guy.
You're right. He's been awesome, Ben. You're 100% right. But they don't use him as like a leverage 1-inning, go win the game guy.
I guess Hoeing was warming up.
Well, yeah, warming for the 11th inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, you'd used all these other guys. But they're not trying to win the game there with Hoeing. They're trying to win the game there with Jason Adam and Robert Suarez, who both had, you know, herky jerky innings. I mean, Adam allows the run.
Oh, and the balk. And the random balk out of nowhere. Like, what was that?
The balk, the wild pitch. You know, Suarez got out of a leadoff double to his credit. And I'm with you. Hoeing's great, but he's not pitching in eighth innings, I wouldn't think, for this team in one-run games or tie games. Every so often, thank you, man. He says, regardless of the Padres' lack of execution, that was the shittiest umpire performance of the year.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Doug Eddings. I mean, it was right there because, to Jim's point, it was so bad both ways. And there had to be 10 moments where I'm like, what?
Right.
Balk, the balls to Machado, foot gate, Profar getting hit, and there's 10 others.
And strike zone was just awful.
And strike zone was just completely like, how many pitches did he call a strike that were out of the zone? Wide, tall, it was everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It was both ways an embarrassing night. Just an absolute embarrassing night by Brennan Miller.
Guy was terrible.
Terrible. Just a fucking terrible umpire. God.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Freshman Paul Stone, thank you. Or FR Paul Stone. He says, tonight you're correct that the magic number is 6. We have been all over the place with this damn magic number. Jim made a great point. Put it up on the TV broadcast, guys. Like what are we?
Tell people what it is.
Yeah. Like, are we supposed to just, we'll just sit here and guess.
Did you hear what, I'm blanking on his name, Philly's manager. Come on.
Oh, yeah. He's still there, right? From 2022. Yeah, Rob Thompson or whatever.
Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
He got asked about a magic number post game tonight. And they said, like, tomorrow you can clinch because your magic number's, I guess, 2 or whatever. And he's like, I don't understand what the hell the magic number is. Like, I'm just like, I'm so confused. He even said that post game. I'll pull it up. We'll play it tomorrow probably. But like, I mean, it's so confusing, Padres. It is so easy, okay, to
tell us,
talk to Major League Baseball, ask them what the exact magic number is, and not have other people, other nerds, try to figure it out for you. I haven't heard them. I haven't heard them one time on the broadcast the last 2 nights talk about a magic number.
Dude, magic number is like the greatest thing in baseball, and it's like we're running away from the magic number. I just don't. I don't get
what's
it.
Magic number. It's 6.
What's this? What's it's this second? 5. What's the second talent super chat? Is this also political?
Hold on.
Is that?
Like, what are we, what are you? Are you?
Like, Callie, what are you doing?
Are you FSU Twitter against Cal Twitter? What's going on here,
dude? Can we just talk about the Padres? Audrey, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Wade has to have a bigger lead and go on a rise. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Well, yeah. Seriously, because this is all predicated. We're going to go through a John Schaefer. Here's how I see it. This is all predicated on how the infield is playing you. When there's a runner at third and nobody out and the infield is in, why would you go? You can't make the out at home plate there. It changes the entire complexion of the inning. But if you stay at third with one out, you have Fernando Tatis Jr. coming to the plate. He doesn't have to come through with a hit. He just has to put the ball in play, theoretically, and give you another opportunity. Why would you risk it in that spot with the infield? And watch that play over and over and over again. And this is just my opinion. Audrey, you might be spot on, but this is my opinion. I watched that thing 3 times with Mike Pomeranz postgame, and I saw it on social media. I think he's out by a mile if he goes. I thought it was an easy play for the second baseman that didn't have to move left or right. By the way, later in the inning, the second baseman makes the greatest play in baseball history. So there's no reason to doubt a defensive replacement can make that throw at the infield in. And I just think, you know, it wasn't Brandon Lockford at third. It was Tyler Wade or whatever the guy's name is. And even with a larger lead, you're taught to basically freeze on a ground ball in the infield with the infield in and wait for it to get through. I think he did the right thing.
I in the moment, I didn't have one single thought about what the fuck was Tyler Wade doing. Not one. On the pass ball, I immediately thought, holy shit, they just scored to tie the game. But then the second the camera panned out and you see Diaz with the ball like 5 feet from home plate already and the pitcher basically on home plate, I'm like, okay, that's a good no-go, like way to read the ball. And then same thing with infield in, gets the hit. I didn't even realize the infield was in, but once the ball gets to the second baseman, right? It was whoever the second baseman was for the Astros that replaced Altuve, and he's in, he gives a look to third. Like, what are you? You're not going on contact with the infield in. That's like suicide.
Yeah. I mean, how could, yeah, that's a great point, because you have to freeze. How does Wade in that moment know the ball is even going to bounce over the pitching mound?
You
because
don't.
Like, okay, in real time, I'm thinking, oh, it's by the pitcher. You got to go until you realize that the infield is in.
No,
if the infield's back and the ball gets by the pitcher, you go. But you got to freeze the second that ball's on the ground. What if the pitcher gloves it? What if the infield's in and the infield was in? I think he would have been out. I think he clearly would have been out.
I think it's,
we'll never know.
I think it's a good read. I think it's a good baseball play. And I think that's what you're taught is like, hey, infield in.
Freeze.
You freeze. You don't go on contact. And it's all about where the infield's playing. Tim Leeper, I'm sure, probably reminded him like, hey, freeze on a ground ball before it gets, you got to get through first.
Yeah, if you go on contact, you go on contact, but you're not going on contact with the infield in and nobody out. It's as simple as that.
Also, Tyler Wade isn't like Ellie De La Cruz. He's not some like super.
Right. Like I said, speedster. He's not Brandon Lockenham or whatever. Will, thank you.
Lockeridge, bro.
Whatever the hell he got. Dude, Brandon Lockeridge or whatever his name is, thought he stole second base on a foul ball. How long did he stay at second? In the 10th, he stayed there for like a minute. I'm like, dude, you got to go back.
Like, yeah, the ball is a foul ball, my guy.
You can't keep the base.
No one's cheering. No one's cheering you.
We'll appreciate the very generous super chat. Guys, if you're here, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. We got past 7,000 subscribers 2 days ago with your help. Let's get to 8,000 by the postseason. So please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. And thank you for the super chats. Just click the dollar sign below the chat box. We'll get to every single super chat here tonight. Will says, this is amazing. Felt like a tune-up playoff game, no doubt. Really think we needed to carry three catchers down the stretch to be more flexible. Could have had a pinch runner for Diaz that could have maybe changed the game if we stole second, maybe, on to the next.
Is there one part about this game, John, from a strategy standpoint, you're like, what was Mike Schill doing? Because I don't feel that way.
No, I mean, I thought this was like a game of like Stratego, truthfully. I thought there was a lot of strategy in this game, which I really enjoyed. And there isn't anything that I look back on managerial wise that leads me down a path to be critical of the manager. No, it really isn't. I mean, it's more on the players not producing in some of those spots. I mean, there were some spots in that game. There's a couple of spots, right? Manny had a strikeout. Of course, he had a huge home run. Toddy with one out in the 10th had a strikeout. I mean, shit, Manny hits that ball. I mean, what's your expected batting average on that ball that he smoked up the middle right there? It's high.
370, 400.
Higher. I mean, that play that whoever the hell that was made, Henry Kessinger.
Who?
It's not really Gray Kessinger. He's 0 for 15.
Okay. He makes like the play of the year.
and he the way he got down on that ball, and that thing came up on him. Like how he gloved that cleanly, I was very surprised.
When you got a runner at third and Toddy's up with less than two outs.
Yeah, you gotta like put the ball in play, dude.
You're like, okay, here we go. You know, even the same thing with Arise. It's like runner in scoring position, you expect him to come through. But all in all, you have a moment there where Tatis is up, and I mean, you just gotta figure a way to put that ball in play.
Yeah.
And I think the strikeout there was just, it wasn't good. And then Profar being upset that he got hit and didn't have an opportunity. I mean, you have the bases freaking loaded with Manny Machado up with two outs. I mean, this was like setting up to be a cinema moment, you know? And it just
if the ball gets through, dude, they win. I mean, two runs score if that ball gets through.
Oh, the game's over. Game is over.
He had freaking Brandon, whatever his name is, at second.
Lockeridge.
Right.
Lockenham.
And I don't know. Here, I am curious about this. With Tatis at the plate with one out, was their middle infield middle back? Because now a double play gets him out of it. Or were they still fully committed to infield in? Like that, I want to actually go back on MLB.TV. I'm going to pull it up at some point during the show and see how the infield was aligned with Tatis was at the plate. My point being that if they played their middle infield back hoping for a ground ball, it's even more egregious that he didn't put the ball in play.
Yeah,
egregious is the wrong word. I mean, Hector Neris is trying to get him out. I mean, that's kind of his job too.
So Tatis play?
Yeah, when Tatis up, how's the infield situated? Is it fully in, including the middle? Or they're just corners in?
Well, first off, I'm watching the play from Tyler Wade here. on Luis Arraez, runner at first and third with no outs.
Yeah, I'm watching too.
Guys, if Tyler Wade went, he's out by 50 feet.
He's out by so many feet.
It's not even close. Like, I agree. It was a good play by him.
Let me watch this. Okay, over the mound. Oh, my gosh, he would have been out by... I mean, you got this second baseman or shortstop, whoever filled this thing, is well in on the grass.
And then this is how they're... I mean... And then
how are they playing the infield?
For Toddy?
Yeah. So they're pinched in. They're in. I mean, that second baseman's back a little bit because they're thinking about a ground ball double play. They're hedging, right? They're trying to play both a double play, or if they can't turn it, they're still trying to come home. You got to put the ball in play is the point at the end of the day. Simple as that.
Yeah. And then where they're playing Manny is, you know, second baseman over the second base bag.
I wasn't expecting the second baseman to be right there.
I thought it was up the middle.
Yeah, with the bases loaded, I'm thinking to myself, like, I hate when that guy's back a second like that.
I hate that because you always think it's going to go, it's going to center field. And then all of a sudden, dude comes out of nowhere. You're like, why is that guy standing there?
I know. Like, that's like cheating still. It's still like.
And it's like the fake shift because you can't have a guy
on the wrong side of the bag.
The wrong side of the bag. Yep. So he's just straight up with it. It's like, it's like standing on the ledge.
Yeah, it was weak. The beef, thank you. It says the magic number is 38,000. Actually, 381,224. Is that accurate? Have you crushed the numbers on that?
Could you imagine if that was like
talent, dude? I appreciate the super chats, but we're not doing any election supers tonight, man. Sean, thank you for the super. I appreciate you, dude. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you, Sean, for the generous super. He says Wade would have been safe. Can you show it? Can you screenshot it and show this to Sean? Show. All right, we can't really play back the play, but
dude, this play by second baseman up the middle for the Manny was just insane.
I don't think it's close, Sean. We've now watched this five times. I don't think Wade scores unless it's an errant throw.
All right, let me just do this real quick here.
Altuve, then Profar hit by pitch that led to force out. Umps were not very good. No, they were awful. Completely accurate. They were horrific.
God awful.
I mean, they're terrible.
I'm not going to hold on. Let me just pull this up here. I'm telling you, he would have been out by 15 feet.
I think he would have been out by a lot. So it wasn't a hard throw.
First off,
infielder wasn't moving.
His lead off of third is not very big. Like, it's not a big lead.
With intent, the infield's in. The purpose of the lead, you're freezing either way.
All right, so hold on. So they'll show this here in a second. I just got to wait. Hold on. Stand by, Sean.
Stand by.
I'm going to show you how out he really would have been. And it would have been by a lot.
It would have been an easy throw, man. He wouldn't even have to put anything on it.
Dang it. All right.
What do you got?
Not even close.
I don't even know if you want to play it because
I'm not going to play it.
I mean, look at this. The guy's got the ball. He's 12 feet back of the freaking pitching mound. And look at Tyler Wade because he had to freeze. I mean, even if he's going there, guys, that throw takes a split second. You can't cover 45 feet on that throw. That throw,
he is,
you should be
out
by a mile. I mean, it would take a bad throw, a really bad one from 90 feet away, right? 20 feet back of the pitching mound. He's 90 feet away.
And that's actually after the flip to, I mean, this is mid flip to the second baseman. Gotcha. So like when he catches it, he might be a couple feet up the line, but like at the same time, look at the third baseman. He's keeping him on. Yep. So you can't be too far off the bag or else then you're going to be, like,
right, because if there's a ground ball back to the mound, then you're picked off or whatever. Yeah, it was played properly. Unfortunately, nobody came through afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to sit here and be like, Tyler Wade would have scored. Like, this is not that, okay? The other team has to play some good defense, too, and they did.
And I don't think Mr. 50-50 Ohtani scores. I don't think anyone scores there. I don't think anyone's going. No. Every so often, thank you, man, for the super chat. He says, feels like they are taking the bat out of Kyle's hand recently.
Kyle Higashioka?
We haven't called him Kyle ever.
Huh?
Asking Kyle? To ball a lot. Cronenbogey, yeah, what you're saying when he popped out or whatever in this game. Cronenbogey are in their heads. Crone grinds at bees, though. I mean, Kyle Higashioka hasn't hit a home run since, well, I'll use a talent term, since like the Reagan administration. Am I wrong? When was the last time Kyle Higashioka hit a ball out of the yard?
Guys, he's 2 for his last 18.
Who?
Kyle.
Kyle.
When's the last time? Also,
seriously.
He's 8 for his last 38. Okay.
Agreed.
His last home run came on...
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
August 28th.
That's been a while.
So, I don't think they're taking the bat out of Kyle's hands. I think that Kyle is just not playing well right now.
Yeah, this isn't the Kyle of June that hit 10 of his 16 home runs or whenever he did it. And
this is the Kyle Higashioka that we should expect him to be a very streaky guy that can all of a sudden hit 10 home runs in a month and then completely go in the tank.
He's just got to play good elite defense. Anything else is great.
And hopefully in the postseason, maybe run into one or two, you know? But he's out there for his defense, not his bat.
Audrey, you may be right here. One out, down one. You're going on contact, boys. Make them. There were zero outs.
Infield was in. Stop. It is not the conversation.
Maybe with one out, maybe you roll the dice. Because with two outs, you need a base hit. So with one out, but there wasn't one out.
And it's not about, it's also about where the ball goes. You know, sure. Like.
Yeah. If the second baseman needs to move laterally,
mm-hmm. then you
got to get a read on it and you go. The second baseman didn't have to move. Mm-hmm. His cleats are facing home plate. It's an easy, easy, easy play to make.
And the third, and Alex Bregman was close to the bag, so he was keeping on Tyler Wade.
Yes.
If and he was playing that slap hit that Arise can right. get you
exactly.
So he's playing the line. All right. If the Bregman situation is what caused this whole thing. If he's off the bag and he's playing more towards the middle, then Tyler Wade can get a bigger jump and he can be he can afford to be off the bag more. But because Bregman is playing the line there, you're only a couple feet off the bag. And so the ball gets hit to the second baseman. Bregman is at third, keeping on Tyler Wade. You go, it's suicide.
The Bregman was playing where he was because the middle infield was in. You would never have your third baseman far off the bag with your infield in to allow the runner then to just kind of skirt down the line.
Right.
They're trying to keep the runner close because their infield is in.
Yeah.
They're not playing for a double play there. Consider that.
Right.
They're not playing for a double play. They're playing to cut down the run. Even with the one-run lead, they're not playing for an 11th inning. They're playing to cut down the run, and that's exactly what they did. It was well executed by Houston, and those are the breaks, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Talon, thank you. I'll pull this one up. Appreciate the super chat. He says, Josh Hader at Petco triggers my PTSD. Let's get to this for a moment.
Dude.
Hader, who hadn't thrown a four-out save in a regular season in San Diego, to the best of my knowledge,
he didn't. Certainly not. On the broadcast, they were very adamant to announce.
I know.
Don was.
Dude, this was his sixth time with Houston. Now he got the big deal. This is the sixth time they put him in a spot for a four-out save or longer. He has multiple two-inning outings this year. Did you realize that, Jim? He has multiple two-inning outings this year. I looked it up. I think it's three, in fact. It's been a while since he's done it. But what was interesting was they then do the violation on him. They stopped the game for 6 minutes, and his first pitch is like a 55-footer. It was fascinating.
It was perfect. The theater was just insane in this game.
Now, how they didn't win this game, I don't know. Machado hits your two-run home run after the bad umpire. The freaking Josh Hader situation ties it up. You got a runner at third, nobody out in the 10th inning. I don't know how they didn't win.
The whole foot thing, right?
Foot gate, freaking Altuve's tossed.
Altuve's tossed for showing his foot to the umpire.
I mean, he was basically right. He's only been ejected two times in his career, someone said.
I mean, like what? Like what the fuck? He goes up to him. He's like, look at my foot, bitch.
Like, that's not going to prove anything, man.
Yeah, you're not going to have like, all of a sudden like a welt on your foot in two seconds. Yeah,
you're right. Your foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was freaking insanity. If they would have won this game, guys,
we would have.
To your point, it's a squandered opportunity. You win this game, you're like, you're winning the division. You're winning everything at that point.
You feel like you're never losing ever again.
You feel like you're winning the World Series if you win tonight, but there's still enough time to. Everything is fine, is what I would say coming out of this. It just feels like an opportunity squandered. Forrest Jason, thank you, man. He says Padres lost because they couldn't get guys in throughout the game, sadly. Let's be real. What were they with Risp in this game?
They were, John, 1-for-9.
Yeah, not great. So there's a good indicator.
I think they won a point of the game. It was like maybe 10 straight retired by Brown.
He was really good, I thought, until like that. Was it the sixth inning?
He's been really good for them all year.
Yep, he was really good.
I saw in the chat, Ling pitched pretty good tonight.
Oh, Ling was, I thought Ling, he settled into this thing.
Ling was.
Michael Ling.
Ling was really good.
And Kyle.
Kyle. Let's call everyone by their first names.
Slot Nate Easy, thank you. Says Wade makes it on the pass ball. Check it. Oy vey, guys. In fact, who was the batter?
Who was the batter?
Who walked?
Oh, it was Peralta. No, yeah, it was Peralta.
No, it was
right?
Diaz.
Oh, it was Diaz. Yeah, Diaz. Sorry.
Was it Diaz?
It was Diaz, yeah.
Or was it Peralta?
No, it was Diaz.
But you know what Peralta...
Because Diaz made first... Diaz got on, and then
you know what he said? He held him. So it has nothing to do with Wade. First of all, Wade made the right call, in our opinion. I could watch it again. But guess what freaking Diaz said? He said, don't go. Because he had the better angle. He realized the ball only got 20 feet away or 15 feet away. I mean, it's a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda. Where nobody's blaming Fernando Tatis Jr. for not coming through. No, like, to put it on Tyler Wade. And listen, we're critical of Tyler Wade. But to put on Luis Arraez, all he does is come through.
Yeah, the only role that Tyler Wade has is base running, and he kind of
played it properly, I thought.
I don't think at all Mike Schultz going to go in that clubhouse and be like, "What the fuck were you doing?"
Sean has replied. So Sean said earlier, let me just pull it up. He said Wade would have been safe. His reply is Wade dancing at third, Peralta, Merrill, Bogarts, Kim.
Fine, blame Tyler Wade. I don't care anymore.
10-15 feet off the bag. Sean, just hear me out. I respect the opinion. Jim does too. 10-15 feet. He's got to get 90. How on earth, in a dead sprint, are you beating a ball that's being thrown from the pitching mound? I just don't see it.
Nah, blame Tyler Wade. It's all his fault.
You know what? Put freaking Lockridge on the postseason roster and put Wade in freaking El Paso.
Put weight on like waivers.
It's true. This is hilarious. Every so often type Kyle because he ran out of characters. That's hilarious. That is so good.
It's funny.
Yeah, listen, I mean, there's a lot of reaction. I mean, yeah. this thing felt like they were going to win the game.
This game is what postseason baseball is going to feel like.
100%.
And it's reminding everybody, hey, remember 2022?
And the margin is.
Yeah, the margins are. It's tiny.
They're tiny.
And it's almost like, hey, just a little taste of what playoff baseball will be like, where every single pitch is so important. and it could be crazy and wild things could happen. And we'll be talking after games about
the little nuances,
the little things like tonight with Tyler Wade. And
it's like, my favorite part of the game. That's my favorite thing about baseball. That's, I mean, honestly, we don't do tons of nuance that with the,
no,
I mean,
it's the hard to do that over 162
and all they do is win. I mean, they've had some really impressive wins. And the good news is this, well, this one stings.
Yeah.
It's nothing like dropping game one of the wild card in the exact same fashion.
No.
I mean, that's insanity. If this was game one against Arizona at home and you just lost 4-3 in 10 innings and your season's on the line tomorrow, this is utter insanity. And we talk about it for 2.5 hours, you know, but that's not what happened tonight.
Is the baseball postseason the most stressful thing? Like the most stressful of the four major sports?
It can be, depending on how the games are played, which are typically close. But yeah, it can be.
Just because, like, you know, every other sport, fast moving, right? Fast pace.
100%.
And baseball, there's so much downtime. You're just standing there. You're just waiting. You're just waiting for a pitch, waiting for a moment. So that's, to me, baseball is the top of, like, the stress meter when it comes to playoff action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree with that. All right, let's get to a Mark Nimitz here. We'll get back to everyone, I promise. Please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans, all right? So if you're here right now, live or on replay, please subscribe. We're here for you throughout the course of the season and the offseason. Postseason is coming, so please do subscribe. Smash the like button for us as well. We'll get to all the super chats, as you know, if you want to control the direction of the conversation or just support the channel. We can't do this without Mark Nimitz. We're texting back and forth. Mark's upset, as he should be, as Padres fans should be tonight. Simple as that. Like, you're vested. Everyone's in it. I completely get it. You should be upset. Mark's a diehard Padres fan. He just is. He's a lifelong Padres fan, native San Diegan, and an amazing insurance agent. How do I know that? Because I've got insurance through Mark, life and earthquake and homeowners. And you can as well. And he can save you a lot of money just by switching your insurance. And if you ever need him, like I did 2 years ago, he's going to be there for you and he's going to save you time and money. So it's as simple as that. So he's a great insurance agent. He does auto, by the way, as well. Everyone has auto insurance. Click the link in the description down below or get in contact with Mark. He's going to give you free quotes and he'll talk to you about the Padres. And he's a diehard Padres fan. He just is. So he's a huge supporter of the channel. If you support the channel, please support Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, our title sponsor, and click that link in the description down below.
Yep, and his information is on the ticker there. You see his number and his email address, mnimitz@farmersagent.com. Reach out to Mark, hit him up for insurance needs, and let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you.
All right, let's get back to some of these super chats, guys, as the Padres fall in 10 to Houston tonight, 4-3 at Petco. The Fiery Friar, appreciate you, man. He says, was Profar mad because he thought he didn't get hit? Yes, I believe that is exactly. Because he didn't even walk to first. He just kind of reacted out of the box because, I don't know, he was like backpedaling out of the box. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was planning to take his base. And I think he would have preferred to hit in that spot. Not the, I mean, Manny obviously is clutch, but I think Profar wanted to hit for himself.
Yeah, I still want to get like confirmation on that. Like,
well, that's the umpiring was horse crap.
Yeah, but I mean, why is he acting like that and telling the umpire to fuck off if Manny's up behind him? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like
Profar, because these guys think they're type A personalities. He wants to come through in that spot.
I still need confirmation on that
because I think there's no way he's yelling at like Josh Hader. You know what I mean? Like, what other circumstance played out there? Hector Neris?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe the pitcher, but I don't think so. I mean, what did the second baseman? It didn't look like it was the second baseman that made that play. I mean, they were celebrating. I think they should have been celebrating after that inning.
Was Profar getting mad at them celebrating?
I don't. That would the irony.
I know. That's what I mean.
I don't think so. The celebration wasn't outlandish. How would you not celebrate that win?
See, I don't think it was the umpire.
What were they chirping a Profar for?
The second that game ends, dude, they're off the field. And that
No,
that chirp happened like maybe a minute or two after the final pitch.
Minute or two?
A minute, 60 seconds. Dude, 60 seconds, they're gone.
We're making an alternate reality. We couldn't need confirmation on that.
I need confirmation. I'm not going to fully say 100% he was chirping at the umps. Because
I didn't see chirping. I saw the second baseman celebrate. I saw Hector Neris.
I saw Profar looking at somebody and go, fuck you.
He does that every night.
I know.
truthfully. JD Gacho, appreciate you, man. He says, umps are super sensitive, grow thicker skin, bloom. It wasn't about them being super sensitive tonight. It was about them being awful.
They just sucked. It was just a god-awful performance.
Bad. And yeah, they were maybe are sensitive. I mean, you have to toss Altuve. You're not going to let the dude take his shoe off and
this,
you know, yeah.
This tells you just how bad this umpire was behind the home plate. They had to go to New York to figure out the rule.
What the freaking, you're talking about the pitch clock?
The step off of Hader, yeah.
That was really weird.
That's how you know you're not a good umpire.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, also,
and crew,
you know my point on the pitch clock. It's like, we're going to use the pitch clock to speed up the game, and then we're going to stop the game for 6 minutes to get this right.
Right.
Like, come on, just let him freaking pitch. I don't even care, you know? I mean, he got booed tonight, understood completely. But the whole pitch clock thing made no sense to me. It really didn't. But it probably benefit. It probably resulted in a run. I mean, his first pitch after that five-minute layoff was the pass ball or the wild pitch. Ishmael, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for the super chat. He says, hey, guys, just leaving Petco because everyone stayed until the end. Definitely postseason vibes, but I can't wait for tomorrow's pitcher's duel. Fair point. I mean, a chance to win a series against a good team with the White Sox on deck, and hopefully that's a good series, obviously, for the Padres as well. But you make a good point. I mean, Valdez and Cease, a couple of guys that at times have been unbelievable this year. Valdez probably better than Cease, truthfully, but that's an amazing pitcher's duel and a good opportunity and not an easy one for the Padres tomorrow.
No, and I'm glad the game's at 3:40, right in the middle of our show. Perfect.
I wish it was at 3:05, truthfully.
I wish it was at 3:01.
2:59.
I wish it was at 2:59, so people just said,
PSA.
Huh? What? Jesus.
Well, join us from 3 to 3:40 because we will get you ready tomorrow.
Right. And then from 3:40 to 6, John can talk about conference realignment with Pac-12.
Yeah, I'll be talking about Memphis and Tulane. So I'm sure a lot of you would rather talk Memphis, Tulane than Padres playoffs.
Right.
Should I start a Memphis and Tulane channel?
You should.
Every so often, thank you for the super. He says, tip the cap to Diaz blocking most of Adam's stuff. The ball that got away was tough, right? I mean, that was a freaking impossible pitch to corral. Jason Adams did the hard part. He got the second out on the strikeout and then had the wild pitch.
Diaz is like, just like up there, like, dude. Oh, fuck. Like, come on, man.
Throw the ball to my glove. Yeah. Like, there were a lot of balls bouncing up.
Yeah. And it was him and it was Hader. And then, whoever the Astros pitcher was in the 10th, I forget his name.
Hector Neris.
Dude,
it was a lot. Hector Neris had no control tonight. They let him off the hook. Like, what's this? They let him off the hook.
What was the number that the off of Manny's bat, the ball off Manny's bat in the ninth?
God, I need to know that. It was
that had to have been like 100+, right?
Had to be 100+. Felt like it. It was nice, smooth contact.
By the way, I mean. That guy is so locked in. He's locked unbelievable in. Right now.
So true.
I'm just envisioning a Manny Machado this locked in throughout an entire postseason, which would be amazing.
Epic. Can someone find that? What was the exit velocity on Manny Machado's ground out down the game? I'd like to know. I can't find it for some reason. The beef, thank you. This was an hors d'oeuvre for the postseason, like an appetizer. Yeah.
Except hopefully they didn't win.
Result. What's that?
I said, except they didn't win.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this was like a mini hot dog, but I was looking for like something better than that.
I was looking for like something like a Bellini.
What?
Caviar.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I was looking for like, I don't know.
Am I wrong? I feel like the mini hot dog is completely overrated. Like, come on, we can do better than that.
The mini hot dog? Like, inside?
Mini hot dog is an hors d'oeuvre? Like, is that good? I need, like, chicken on a skewer.
You don't eat chicken.
No, but I'm just saying in general. I'm talking in generalities.
Yeah, the mini hot dog, it's kind of like
1994 to me.
Yeah, it's very 1980s to me, actually.
Yeah, like that. Come on, man. We can do better.
103.2 off the bat.
Yeah, there we go.
Jesus.
Do you guys like mini hot dogs? Put in the chat. Where are you at, Productions? Thank you for the super. He says, missed opportunity tonight. The umps looked like they were hired out of high school last minute. I thought the benches are going to fight at the end of the game. Were you there? So what? Who was there that saw this quote-unquote chirping? They didn't show that on TV.
Rich McGuire, I know you're there. Get in the chat. Who was chirping? What was going on? Or were you too busy yelling at
the
umpires?
Was it chirping or was it just the end of the game Houston celebrated? But thank you, Where You At Productions. Thank you, Forrest Jason, for the super. He says, who do you trust more in the suit thog profile this season, or Machado? Who do you trust more in the suit thog, Jim?
Good question. I trust Manny more in the
Manny's thog. Not good in suit thogs, though.
Profar's been pretty good, but not I'm taking the Manny. Thog. The suit thogs, to me... is like right.
What does suit thog mean? Is this postseason?
Suit thog.
Is this Brent? Who do you trust more? That suit thog.
My God.
Profar this season or mature? That situation maybe. I trust them both. Right? They both have had huge moments. I trust them both.
Dude, I'm just looking on Twitter. Anybody out there that is like, fuck Tyler Wade, you're an idiot and you don't know baseball. End of discussion. Yeah, dude.
No, like, I mean, I understand the opinion. I mean,
I understand the opinion too, but you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not about him.
No, tonight. Stop. You're blaming Tyler Wade. Your anger is misguided and you just want to blame Tyler Wade because you don't like Tyler Wade. Which on I understand, cue, but you know.
On cue here with Austin. Thank you, Austin. He said Wade would have been out worse than Tua. Hashtag LFGST. I mean, that's a little strong. Wade was out, guys. Barring an error, Tyler Wade was out.
Yeah.
End of sentence. Barring an error, Tyler Wade was out. Simple as that. Paul Stone, appreciate you. He says King was huge. Has to be in our top three. Up the Provos.
Ooh, I have a quote here from Josh Hader.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. It's a two-minute clip. You want me to play the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Marty just retweeted this. There we go. Ready?
What?
Marty just retweeted this.
Okay.
I'm sorry to explain just what happened the last 30 minutes with you guys and everything that went on at the end of that game and pulling out the win.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the game kind of sped up a little bit there. Obviously, for me, like, stepping off, and it took 10 minutes for them to figure out that I can step off in that situation. That was kind of wild to me, but... overall, I mean, you know, heck of a game for us. You know, big hits, big plays up the middle. And then for Hector to come and shut that down, just unbelievable team effort win right there.
Do you feel like the delay affected you at all just on that first?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's like momentum based, right? Like I'm coming out of the bullpen, getting ready to face a guy. And then I got to sit for 10 minutes. I mean, I would say that would probably be the biggest thing, but at the end of the day, yank the slider down. I mean, it's not like I execute the pitch, right? So that probably would have happened either way, maybe. Who knows? But I'd say it definitely changed the momentum a little bit early.
You stepped off for pitch count?
No, I just stepped off because I didn't have enough time.
Okay.
I was down to 4 seconds, so, you know, typically in that situation, that's my timeout. So I got 3 disengagements. So if I burn run right there, I get a reset clock and kind of be able to gather myself, but I guess it gave me a little bit extra time to gather myself there.
So what was the final explanation?
So what he told me is when you have a new pitcher come into the game, typically this is with nobody on, you can't step off, obviously, because there's nobody on, and you can't have a mound visit. With Tatis on third, I'm able to pick off there, but I guess I'm not sure if they knew remembered Tatis was there. I'm not really sure what really happened. Maybe the game sped up, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I can't control anything over there. I was doing what I knew I could do and just kind of slowed the game down a little bit. And, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love this ballpark. I love pitching here. Obviously, I love the booze. Living rent-free is always a good time.
It was kind of ironic you got we're called to get 4 outs here today.
Enough said.
What's up, traders? What do you say, enough said?
Enough said.
Ooh. What's up, traders? All right, so the Josh Hader days are over with the Padres. I mean, he's an interesting cat. He always has been. He's very unlikable. When he was here, he was unlikable, but he's now more unlikable. I don't really care about Josh Hader, truthfully. This, to me, isn't about Josh Hader.
You boo Josh Hader, yes or no?
I mean, who cares? So Josh Hader sucks. You know what I mean? Okay. That's not my takeaway for the series. My takeaway is go win the series. Be an interesting World Series.
Rich, put in the chat, did you see who Profar was barking at the end of that game? Because I think it was the Astros. John thinks it was the umps.
Oh, it was umps.
Who was he barking at? If you guys were there and you saw it Profar,
I need video evidence. I need evidence.
I want to know who he was yelling at.
Wow, let me get back to some of these supers. By the way, because we kind of yanked this one down quick, Paul says King's got to be top three. You agree or disagree? So hard to know, man.
I mean, shit, dude. If Michael King is pitching like this.
I know. I agree. I can make an argument for all of them, truthfully. Third place magazine. Yeah.
It's going to determine how they set up the rotation for the final six games of the season, to be honest with you. And probably. if what games are going to matter? So if like they clinch on Thursday and they clinch the four seed, then that series versus the D-backs is meaningless and you don't have to pitch anybody.
Yep.
But if any of those games mean anything, you got to pitch one of those four guys. And so even if someone pitches on Friday, they won't be ready until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So like at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're probably not going to see whoever the three are going to be. You know what I mean?
We'll know more. They've got it. Yes, they have a plan for it.
Like you're going to see Martin Perez and you're going to see whoever else, and you're going to see the other guy that's going to be left
first
out of the rotation.
First, there's two things. First things first, clinch a playoff spot. Second things second, wrap up the four seed over the five seed. Third things third, win the division. But there's a pecking order here. You can't take it more than a day at a time because you don't know what's going to happen around you or with you. So they'll figure out a plan. A third place magazine, by the way, thank you for the super sticker. We appreciate you. Forrest Jason, thanks again. He says, spot, sorry, keyboard messing up. Not really. When we said the suit thug, who do you want more in that spot? Profar Machado. Who would you want more in 2 outs, 10th inning, down a run?
Manny.
Yeah, probably Manny. But I have no problem with Profar.
Right now, I'd want Manny, but both of them are good.
Yeah, both of them are good. Hendrick, what's going on, man? Thank you for the super chat. He says, King seems to be earning a playoff start over Cease. Well, how do we know that? I mean, Cease pitches tomorrow in his last outing. He was really good.
Cease went 6 and struck out 10 against the Giants.
Allowing zero runs.
If he goes tomorrow and he goes 6 and strikes out double digits and allows no runs either.
Then where are we at that point?
And then if Joe on Friday or whenever he's scheduled goes 6 and allows no runs or one run. And then Darvish goes 6 and allows no runs. You're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I know. But he's a good problem. Let's get back to the conversation in a moment. But while we have a moment, can we please thank our friends over at Mova Globes for their longtime support of the wrap-up show? All of these globes that spin automatically with artificial or natural light are officially licensed by Major League Baseball. You can see the MLB logo actually on them. They have all 30 clubs, including the Padres. You can pick these up and get 10% off if you click the link in the description down below by using promo code PWS10. What are you doing? That is promo code PWS10 if you want 10% off. These are great gift ideas. This is perfect for the baseball fan in your life. It's great for a home
or a work office. Your family's going to love them. Your kids are going to think they're terrific. They've got planetary globes as well. So if you haven't checked them out, click that link in the description down below. Remember to use promo code PWS10 for 10% off your Mova Globe. Padres have like the best record ever since Mova Globe signed on with us. Maybe they're the good luck charm. Maybe that's what we missed the last 60 years, Mova Globe. So pick them up. You're going to love them because we have them and we think they're terrific.
PWS10 promo code. Get one for a family member that's a big Padres fan. Get one for a family member that is a big baseball fan. Get one for a family member that loves outer space fan. They're great for a desk at work, a desk at home, a bookshelf at home, a bookshelf at work, nightstand, side table, wherever you want it. These things are awesome. And pick one up today using our promo code PWS10.
Yeah, they're really cool. Click that link in the description down below. All right, let's get back to some of these comments that are rolling in. The super chats, thank you guys for hanging out. You're on content for Padres fans. Please subscribe. We're somewhere in that 7,000 range, hopefully for 8,000 at some point this season. Slotting ain't easy, saying haters comment, quote unquote, loving the booze, living rent free. Yeah, we obviously, as you heard, just played it. And
he laughed at the four out save remark.
He did. He did laugh at it. What? And didn't he say like no comment? What did he say? No comment? Or
he said enough said.
Enough said. He's a weird cat. Ben, appreciate you. He says it's not rent free. When the local paper published an article with quotes the day before the booze rained down, hater has the intellect of a. That's a little strong.
I don't think that.
But, yeah. I don't know, man. Hater is, I don't know. He's one of the more dominant closers of his era. There's some good and bad that comes with him. We've discussed it at length over the years. I don't think his year has been perfect. That's for sure. This year with Houston. But he's, you know, he's come through in big spots previously, obviously, including the postseason.
I just think that, you know, he didn't do himself any favors here by his actions and then the reports and then his quotes of coming off as not a like a team guy. You know, maybe people loved him in that clubhouse, but I actually don't think that because of the comments that you heard from players like Joe Musgrove and the actions of the team to start this season by throwing out Robert Suarez for a four out save like in the first week. You know, Robert Suarez telling Mike Schilt, I'll be out there for however many outs you want me. And so I think that did play a role of like, hey, bro, you're our best reliever. You can't go four outs one time in a game that we like need to win. Like, what are we doing? And then that was a trickle down of like a lot of me's instead of we's in that clubhouse last year. And, you know, you're not doing yourselves any favors for, you know, this fan base and that clubhouse, especially.
I don't think he cares.
Last year, I don't think he cares either because he got paid. So it's like, whatever. But
right. I don't think he's losing sleep, would be my guess. And I'm not losing sleep. Andrew, appreciate you. He says, don't like Mets in the five spot. They scare me. Where are the Mets in comparison to the Diamondbacks as
that's
we sit
great
here?
That's a freaking time? Point. Holy shit.
That's a really right. good point. That's scary. So the Mets right now are tied. So this could very well be the Mets.
I like didn't even think about that. And like, the Mets were the team, one of the teams that I'm scared of because they've played the Padres so well this year. And the same thing with the Phillies. Those are the two teams where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it could be the Mets. And then they'd be thinking about 2 years ago when the Padres beat the Mets at Citi Field.
Oh God. Dude, did you think about that? My mind is only on like
Arizona. Well, like, look at, okay, here's what they close with. One more against Washington, who they've taken the first two games from, then four at home against Philly, three in Atlanta, three in Milwaukee. That is not easy. Their last 10 games are Philadelphia, Atlanta, Milwaukee.
Philadelphia can clinch tomorrow. So hopefully
they can't clinch a top. They can't clinch like the one seed.
I know, but hopefully after a celebration, you get like a little bit of a hangover game from the Phillies.
Hopefully, if you're the Mets, you're saying?
Or, I mean, the Mets. If you're the Mets, you're hoping for that.
Oh, shit, dude. I didn't even think about that. You just ruined my night, Andrew. That is kind of scary.
I haven't even been thinking about them. I'm like, oh, they're going to be the six.
Yeah, I don't know how to look at that.
No, it seems like, I mean, I don't know who was the tiebreaker there, but.
Tiebreaker between Arizona and New York?
Yeah.
Do we care right now to look it up? I mean, I can.
Do it.
Someone probably has it in the chat, but I'll look it up anyway.
Chad, this is what you do. You stress about matchups. But I agree with you too. Like, and I've said this, I am more of the mindset with this team that
Mets won it.
Okay, so that's great. Padres are the team that should be on attack, and they're the team who I feel most confident with right now in the National League. But there's still teams that scare me. Like, you know, the Mets, I mean, and the Phillies.
They all scare me.
I mean, Milwaukee, they've been playing great, but yeah. I'm like, Dodgers, Padres played well against them.
Yeah, Arizona's come back to earth a little bit.
Arizona, we'll see. You know, but like, just for some reason, Mets and Phillies are the two teams in the National League that I'm like, ooh, that could be a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying the Padres can't win those series. I'm just saying, like, it's the stress level goes up in those moments because the matchups, And then especially if you have a situation where the Mets have to come here.
Well, that's what it would be, right?
All they're thinking about it is 2022 and that's the last thing you want is the role reversal, dude. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not ideal. I agree with that. But I'd prefer to post the series than the opposite.
Oh,
because that's not wrapped up. That's not wrapped up either.
No, no.
I mean, that's really not. It's really not wrapped up at all.
Nope.
Underdog Fantasy guys, their best offers yet are available to you by using promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP. You can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash by using promo code PODSWRAP. That's a 50% deposit match, their best offer ever. They've got gimme free picks for you going on right now. I think two in NFL week three that Jim mentioned earlier today on the radio. But if you use promo code PODSWRAP, that's PADSWRAP, you're getting that 50% deposit match up to $1,000. You're getting two gimme picks. You're getting discounted NFL picks. You can combine sports, Padres pick'ems with NFL pick'ems. It's simple, higher or lower than Manny Machado having a half total base, or higher or lower than Kirk Cousins having 220 passing yards, and so on and so forth. It's simple. It's easy. You can win 325 times your money in a single night, and you can sign up right now by clicking the link in the description down below. Make sure to use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP.
Promo code. Download the app. PODSWRAP. Do it right now.
That's right. That is right.
You get heavily discounted picks. You get an opportunity to win a lot of money. And you get a match deposit to where you get free money to win real money. So download Underdog Fantasy app right now. And when you sign up, use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP.
By the way, shout out. Who was it that picked up a wrap-up show cap and they posted on social media?
Oh, yeah, with the dope bat wing in the back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, right?
You like Spider-Man?
I noticed the Grit Squad stuff is still up.
We sold a lot of that, right?
Oh, yeah, Grit Squad. Listen, playoffs are coming. Maybe you're going to Petco. Maybe you're watching on your TV. Maybe you just want to support the channel. You can do that. You can support the channel by clicking the link in the description down below and checking out our merch. Some of you have picked some of this stuff up throughout the course of the year. We've got Grit Squad merch. It's hard to keep it on the shelves because it's not even on any shelf. But we have Grit Squad. We've got John and Jim. We have Wrap-Up Show. And Wrap-Up Show, somebody posted a photo of this earlier today. The hat I'm wearing right now. I don't know about white. That's a little
heavy. It's a little risque. I like a black retro.
Yeah, I like the black. I like the gray because I wear the gray all the time. But they also have, and by they I mean we got like t-shirts. Got t-shirts right here. Boom. Look at that.
Look at
who doesn't want a baby blue Wrap-Up Show t-shirt?
I just didn't realize that color was on there.
I don't.
It's
me.
I don't want that. Oh, God, I don't want that shit.
So who wants your Chargers Colors wrap-up show shirt? Pick them up while they last.
Buy it now.
Click the link in the description down below. Support the channel. You'll have it within like a handful of days.
I would love to have a brown hat, but they don't give you the option to have a brown hat.
Yeah, like, that's listen, what do we look like? Do we look like we're printing t-shirts all night?
It's not us. We go through a third party. Like
this is all separate from us.
And
I do like this crew neck. I'm a crew neck.
They give
guy.
You like colors. They don't. There's not many things that you can get brown.
I kind of like. Let me check out the John and Jim stuff. It's not that much. Like, John. Oh, here's brown.
It's like the most brown we get. Why is there baby blue on there? I got to go in there.
How about that? That looks really good. Look at that. That's awesome, like, man.
Shit.
Get that Jim Harbaugh shirt for the season.
Oh, my God. It's Chargers
colors.
That looks
awful. Holy shit. That looks so bad. Look at this. Oh, that looks great. Yellow on yellow. So popular. That's awful, dude.
Dude, that's so fucking bad.
That's terrible.
Don't
hold
buy
on.
Any of our stuff. Don't buy stuff is- anything.
Hold on. Let me see. How about this?
Why did the colors change?
How bad is this gonna look? They did. Oh, that's hideous.
Our shirts suck.
That's not terrible. That's fine. It's not great.
Why did our colors change? I don't know.
It's probably your fault. Look at this guy. This guy's getting freaking jacked.
Yeah, it's me. I done. God,
I want this camo. Anyway, oh, is that? I think that's a joke, right?
It is.
Click the link in the description down below. Somebody buy something, Lord. What's the point of us having
yellow on yellow from John?
Someone buy a yellow on yellow and wear it and post it on social media.
God, that was hideous.
Basically, just take your money, just burn it.
Literally, just throw your money away.
Let's get to some of these supers. Okay, Paul says grow a pair and stop worrying about the Mets. I mean, we're supposed to worry.
Okay.
What are we supposed to just not worry?
Mets are 5-2 versus the Padres this year.
Yeah, no. They won a series at both ballparks.
Yeah. No, they're 5-2. They split here and they swept in New York.
Oh, they split here. Okay.
Yeah. Philly, I mean, same situation.
Sleep over it. They could Philly's beat the Mets.
Took 3 of 4 in Philadelphia and they swept the Padres here.
Yeah, that was a long time.
They're ago, even it's going even
back
better.
Over 3 months.
They're 6-1.
Yeah, you're going back a long time, but that's true. Hendrick says Mets have Philadelphia, Atlanta, Milwaukee. Yeah, that's not easy. It's not going to be easy to wrap up any seed. Including the 4-5 seed. It's not going to be easy, but they're playing well. Mm-hmm. Richard, Dodger fan, Richard, thank you, man. Appreciate you. He says, whatever the final 6 teams will be, there's no clear-cut favorite. L.A., San Diego, and Philly, good offense. L.A. and San Diego, back end of bullpen solid. No on mini hot dogs. Thank you, Richard. There is no clear-cut favorite. There's no 105-win team in the National League this year. There is no clear-cut favorite. I agree with that.
No, that's why this year I mean, it feels like it's the Padres, one of the Padres' best chances to win a World Series because there's not that, like, overwhelming favorite. But at the same time, because there's no overwhelming favorite, there's a lot of teams that are in the mix. So you're like, shit, you could conceivably see the Phillies, the Dodgers, Brewers. I mean, literally, it feels like if anybody out of the National League makes the World Series, would any team be like this ultimate surprise?
No. No, not ultimate surprise. By the way, join us Friday at the Naughty Barrel, final home series of the year in the regular season. We're broadcasting live from 3 to 6. We're a block and a half away, and they've got food and drink specials.
It won't be clinched at 4, unfortunately.
Right? What's that?
Will there be an opportunity to be clinch day? Yeah.
Yes, opportunity if they can win. No.
No, because on Thursday, No. Saturday is now the earliest, right?
I think that's right. But join us at the Naughty Barrel if you want to hang. Say hi. JD Gaucho says Grimace in the playoffs will be epic. Will it though?
Will it not be?
Not for anyone other than Mets fans. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we finally have gotten to the bottom of the magic number. It's 8675309. I don't want to talk magic number. I can't wait for that thing to be done. I hate that thing so much. I'm enraged by it.
Stupid.
Stupid freaking magic number.
Stupid magic number.
Party chat party at Naughty Barrel.
Let's do it. Party.
Yeah, let's go. Call
me up.
Barrel. Let's go.
Dude, guys, the Naughty Barrel happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. is so good. So their smash burgers, $7. They're awesome. And their $6 shots or $7. I think no, $7 shots. Sorry. $7 shots. All delicious. You got to get to Naughty Barrel. And plus, barbecue starts at 4 p.m. on Fridays. Their barbecue is literally, not even joking, some of the best in San Diego. They were just nominated for best barbecue spot in San Diego. And I mean, they got the brisket, they got the turkey, they got the homemade barbecue sauces, they got the macaroni salad, potato salad. Dude, it is, you got to get to Naughty Barrel on Friday. Yeah, Rich, dude, Rich can test. Like, some of the best, like the smash burgers are awesome. 4 to 6, happy hour. Get there.
And we're there from 3 to 6. So, yeah, join us. Join us
tomorrow. $7 burgers.
$7. Join us tomorrow, San Diego Sports 760 for John and Jim. We're on YouTube. By the way, I've mentioned that we have a Discord server. If you want to continue the Padres conversation, you can do it right now on Discord 24/7, 365. Click the link in the description down below. What do I eat at Naughty Barrel? They've got a good salmon salad. I'm not a vegan. I'm a fake vegan. I'm a pescatarian. I'll eat salmon. And it's good. I'll drink kombucha there. I've done that a number of times. I will watch Jim eat a wide array of barbecue and dessert items. Jim will eat a lot down there. And then he'll be like, oh, my stomach hurts.
Do they have this deep fried Twinkie?
Yep.
With like a raspberry or like a blackberry sauce and whipped cream and some like chocolate drizzled on it. Oh, dude. So good.
So good. So good.
Yeah. And the water's all not right, out of the tap. It's actually filtered.
Stop.
You see what I sent you today? That like you're going to get parasites from drinking tap water?
I don't care. The only thing I care less about is Bobby Witt's 30-30 season. All right. Please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. I'm tired. Smash the like button for me. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks if you're here on replay. Thank you for the memberships. Support our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. If you need an insurance agent, I think that's the right word. If you need an insurance agent, then click the link in the description down below. Support our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz, Movaglobes. If you want them, use promo code PWS10. Get 10% off. That's promo code PWS10. 10 for 10% off an Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code PODSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP and get a 50% deposit match. All right. Padres lost in 10. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.